Today's Amud is Yivamos Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Kaf Aleph from the Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Amar Rava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tzrichi Dayane Lemikva Duchta. When the Dayanim prepare themselves to perform a Chalitza, so before the actual Chalitza, they have to go beforehand and establish the place as the place that they are going to do Chalitza. They have to go and establish the place. This is where we're going to come back tomorrow, let's say, and we're going to do the Chalitza. Where do we know that? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, that Va'alsa Yevimtai Ha Sha'ara El Azekeinim. It says that the Yavama goes to the Bezdin to tell them that Yavam doesn't want to perform Yibam. She goes to the Zashar, the Hei Yudia, sounds like a place that's already known, a place that's already established. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Avdi B'Chamisha. Says the Gemara, now going back really to the previous sugya that we mentioned, the Machlekes, Rav Yehuda, and the Tanakama, whether Chalitza requires a Bezdin of 3 or 5. And the Maskana of the Gemara really was that even Rav Yehuda was Chayzer, and really everybody in the end agreed that you only need 3. Says the Gemara, therefore, a surprising story that Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Avdi Ovda B'Chamisha. They did a case of a Chalitza, and they made sure to have a Bezdin of 5 people. So ask the Gemara, Kamanka Rabbi Yehuda? What, they were being Chayshish for Rabbi Yehuda? V'ahadarbe, but even Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Chayshish for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda then was Chayzer, he said that you only need 3. So says the Gemara, Inachanami lefersume milsa, that really in terms of the Bezdin of the Chalitza, you only need 3, but there's an Indian to be mefarsim the Chalitza, so that's why they made sure to have 5. Ravashi ikul abiraf kahanam. Rav Ashi one time went to visit the yeshiva of Rav Kahana, and Amar Leh, and Rav Kahana said to him, Seleik mar l'gabon l'maluye bechamsha. Come over here to us, we're making a bezdin now, come and be mitstarif to be 5. Also, he wanted to be 5. Amar Rav Kahana said over, that kaimna kamed Rav Yehuda, I was once in front of Rav Yehuda, v'amar Leh, Rav Yehuda said to me, ta sak lezir zedekane, come bring a chair, come bring a stack, a bundle of reeds, let's terufe bechamsha, in order to combine to be a total of 5. Amrulai, they said to him, Lamali Chamisha, why do you need 5 for? Rav Yehuda was Chayzer. So Amar Luhu, Rav Yehuda, the Amaira, said back to them, Nakiyechi de lefarsam milsa. Einachanami, you don't need 5, but I still want to be mefarsam it. Says the Gemara that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda avakai kameid Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was once in front of Rav Yehuda. And Amar Lein, also Rav Yehuda told him, Sak ta lezir zedekani v'tzerufe bechamsha l'fersumei milsa. Come bring over a chair, come bring over a bundle of reeds in order so that you should be able to be mitzdar for 5 people to be mefarsay. So Amar Lei, but he asked him that Tanina, we learned, be bezdin shalgeirim. So here Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda had a different problem. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says to Rav Yehuda that, okay, fine, you want to have 5, you want to be mefarsay milsa, fine, we already know that idea. But how can you accept me as being part of the Bezdin, but when we learned earlier, we learned that B'Yisrael, we learned that from the word B'Yisrael that it says in the parish of Chalitza, that it has to be but Bezdin Yisrael. That the only people that are kosher for a Chalitza are a Bezdin of born Jews. V'loy b'Bezdin shalgerim. A ger can't be part of the Bezdin, v'ana ger ana. And I'm a ger. So how could you have me be mitzarif when I'm really a ger? So I'm Rav Yehuda, k'goyin Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, ma'pekna ma'mayna apume. So Rav Yehuda responded that someone like you, someone like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, you see his honesty, we could even be mitzi mammon from someone based on his testimony. Even though he's only an eid echad, we could rely on him to be mitzi mammon. That's how honest he is. However, ask the Gemara, he might be the most honest person in the world, but mafakeness al kadaitach, could it really be that we'll be mighty mammon through an eid echad? Va'al pishnaim eidim amrachmana. The Torah says that you could only be mighty mammon with 2 eidim. So how could you go against the Torah? So says the Gemara in a chanami, elamaran ishtara apume. If someone comes to Bezdin and he says that Shimon owes, Reuven comes to Bezdin with a shtar, and he says that Shimon owes me money, and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would go and say that I don't think that shtar is kosher, so Bezdin would not be mighty mammon, Nevada, you need 2 aiden to be mighty mammon, but they would at least abstain from the case. They would trust him to the extent that just because of the fact that he said that the shtar is possible, so the Bezdin would abstain from the case and not be mechayev Shimon to pay Reuven. That's what he meant to say. That's how much we believe Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, that even though we won't be mighty mammon, that the Torah says al pishnai maiden, but at least they'll abstain from judging a case that he says that the shtar is possible. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, says Rava, that ger danas chaveiro dvar Torah. Even though a ger is not allowed to be part of a bezdin, a ger could be part of a donning another ger. When it comes to a ger being don a ger, and dine nefashas, Rashi says, so then a ger could don another ger. By dine mamonis, Rashi points out, then even in Yisrael, a ger is kosher to be a dying when it comes to dine mamonis. But when it comes to dine nefashas, where typically a ger is possible, but if the person in question is another ger, so then a ger could be the one who dons that din Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that Saim tasam alecha melech asher yivcha Hashem elokecha boy mikar v'chicha tasam alecha melech, which is the pasuk which teaches us that the ger cannot be used, because it says mikar v'chicha, he has to be from amongst your brothers, from the Jews that are born Jewish, but not from a ger. That teaches us that the ger is possible to be a dayan for din nefashos. But says the Gemara, says Rava, if you look at the pasuk carefully, it says you can't appoint him tasam alecha melech, to be for you as a king. Alecha hu debeina mikarav achicha. It's only when it's against the Yisrael, a born Jew, that's when it has to be that he's mikarav achicha, that he's also a born Jew. Avol ger dan es chaveiroi ger. But when he's judging another ger, so then you can even have a ger be the dayan. It says the Gemara that v'maisa imoy mi Yisrael, if this ger, he's only a ger from his father's side, but really his mother is a born Jewess, so then imhaya imoy mi Yisrael dan afilu Yisrael. So then he, the child of a Yisraelis, is considered a regular Yisrael, and then he would be kosher to dan even in Yisrael. Well, in chalitza is an exception. It needs to be that he has both of his parents are born Jews. Even if his mother is a born Jewess, that's not going to help him. He needs both of his parents to be born Jews. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'nikra shemoi b'Yisrael. So some explain that drasha is b'Yisrael is beis Yisrael. You need both of them to be Yisrael. Rashi just says it's mashmash Yisrael mikol studen. Yisrael is mashmash, total Jew. Some say be Yisrael, beis Yisrael, that both of his parents are born Jews. That's the only way he'll be kosher to be a dayan when it comes to chalitza. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Rabba said in the name of Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. So this is Rabba's version of Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. That Imyavu Yisrael v'yoymer, if Imyavu Eliyahu v'yoymer, if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us that chaltzim b'minal, that you're allowed to do chalitza with a minal, with a soft leather shoe, so Shaymin Lai, we would listen to him, which the Gemara is going to point out soon, that it's mashma, that really we don't do chalitza, at least not lechatchila with a minal. If he would tell us that we should mamish do it, so then we would listen to him and do chalitza with a minal. But if he would tell us that ain chaltzim besandal, that you're not allowed to do chalitza with a sandal, so then ain Shaymin Lai, that we wouldn't listen to him, shekvar nagu ha'am besandal, because everyone's already knowing to use a sandal. The lashon of the Yushalmi is that even though Eliyahu Navi is saying a halacha, that you can't use a sandal, the fact that we have a minug to use a sandal, so minug mevatel halacha, you have to know in context exactly what the details of that klal is, minug mevatel halacha, about if there's a minug against halacha, a mamisha against the halacha, so then we'll say that it's a minug tais. So exactly when you say minug mevatel halacha requires a lot of ian, but that's the lashon of the Yushalmi from this Gemara, that if Eliyahu Navi would tell us that you don't do chalitz with a sandal, so the fact that we have a minug to yes use a sandal, minug mevatel halacha. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kahana Amar Rav, whereas Rav Yosef says in the name of Rav Kahana Amar Rav that im yave Eliyahu v'yomer ein chotzen b'minal. If Eliyahu Navi would tell us that we do not do chalitza with a minal, which sounds like really we do chalitza with a minal even lechatchila. Right before we had, if he would tell us chotzen b'minal, sounds like we didn't lechatchila use a minal. Here it sounds like we did use a minal for chalitza. If Eliyahu Navi would tell us not to, so then shaymin loy, we would listen to him, but ein because there's no minog be'etzem against that. However, ein chaltzim besandal, if you would tell us that you're not allowed to use a sandal, so that ein shaymin loy, that already we wouldn't listen to him, shekvar no gua'am besandal, because people use a sandal. So my benaya, what's the nafkamina between Rabba's version of Rav Kahana Marav and Rav Yosef's version of Rav Kahana Marav? Ika benayu minal lechatchila. Do we use a minal lechatchila? According to the first version, it's Eliyahu Navi would have to tell us chaltzim a minal for us to use a minal lechatchila. Otherwise, we don't use a minal lechatchila. Whereas, according to Rav Yosef's version, we use a minal lechatchila, and it's only if Eliyahu Navi would tell us otherwise, we would continue using it even lechatchila. So that's the nafkamina is whether or not you could use a minal, a soft leather shoe, as opposed to a hard leather sandal, a soft leather shoe, which is that's a bit more or less really where they, what they're using. So, meaning nowadays that the typical chalitza shoe is a shoe. It's not just a sandal. It's a shoe that's made from soft leather. So that's the nafkamin, is whether or not we use a minal l'chatchila. Now, ask the Gemara, uleman d'amar afilu l'chatchila. According to the man d'amar that says that you're allowed to use a minal even l'chatchila, ask the Gemara, but look at the lashon of our Mishnah. The lashon of our Mishnah is chalitza b'minal chalitza sekshera. That if you use a minal for chalitza, so it's kshera. It's mashma d'yevin in lechatchila lo. It's mashma it's only b'yevin, but not lechatchila. So how could Rabbi Yosef understand that you could even use a minal lechatchila? So says the Gemara, no, hu adin afilu lechatchila. Really, the Tan of our Mishnah agrees that you could use a minal even lechatchila. Va'agi debayi lemisni seifa van pilya chalitza sepsula. Since we wanted to talk about what the halacha is if you use a sack b'yevin, that even b'di'evad, it's psula, that feel d'evad, even b'di'evad it's possible. So tani nami reisha d'evad, that's why the whole Mishnah spoke about cases of b'di'evad, even though really the fact that you could use a minal is even l'chadchila. Now says the Gemara that a minal l'chadchila tanayi, that really it's a machlekes tanayim, whether you could use a minal l'chadchila. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Amr Rabbi Yaisi said over, pamachas halachti l'nitzivin, I one time went to visit Nitzivin, and metzasi zakin echad, and I found a certain elderly. So what do you do when you find an elderly yid? You find out what the ways things used to be, how the things used to be in the olden times. So Martilis, I said to him, Klumat a baki by Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Were you a baki in the memories of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Did you have any sheiches with him? Samar liyehain, he says, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. Val shulchani hu tadir, and he used to come to my table all the time. I used to host him all the time. So amazing. So Rabbi Yosef says to him that Klum Raisa shechalatz biyavama. Did you ever watch him perform a chalitza with the yavama? So Amar Li said to me, as a matter of fact, Re'itzis Shechalat Harbi Pamim. I actually saw him perform many chalitzas. It's interesting, chalitzas doesn't happen all that often, but apparently he was the address. I saw Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira perform chalitza many times. So Rabbi Yaisi says to him, wow, but minal ay besandal, what did they use? What did he use in his bezdin? Did they use the minal or a sandal? So Amar Li, so the Zakein said to me, "V'chi chaltzim b'minal? Are you allowed to use a minal chatchila?" So Marti Loi, so says Rabbi Yosi, I said back to the Zakein that imkain, that yeah, if so, Ma'ra Remeir loy Mar chaltzim b'minal chalitzasik shera. If you can't use a minal, so why did Remeir say that it's kosher? Lamaisa, it's kosher. Even if you're going to tell me it's b'di'evad, Lamaisa, it's kosher. You can't ask me, could you really use a minal? Of course you could. Remeir says it's kosher, and Rabbi Yaakov Aimer Mishmai, and Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Remeir that chaltzim b'minal chatchila, that you can even use a chatchila. So that's the reason why our Gemara brings down this Braisa, is because the Maisa, you see that Rabbi Yaisi quotes a Machlekes Tanayim B'das Rameir, whether or not you can use a Minal even L'chadchila, or is it only B'di Eved? Now says the Gemara, Man D'Amar L'chadchila Loi My Taima. What would be the Pshat? What would be the Pshat in the Man D'Amar who says that you should not use a Minal L'chadchila, that a Minal is only B'di Eved? What's wrong with using a Minal? So says the Gemara that In Lema Mishum Dehavya Panta Me'al, maybe you'll tell me, because the Yavam has to take off the shoe me'al the yavam. She has to take it off from the yavam. So since it says me'al raglay, v'niksha yavimta elav le'ini hazakenim, v'chaltza na'alay me'al raglay. The lashon of the Torah is that she takes off the shoe me'al raglay from on his foot. So now the problem with using a minal of a soft leather shoe is that you have the panta is me'al, the panta, which is the upper part of the shoe, that's on top of the yavam's foot, and then on top of that you have va'arkisa me'al de'me'al. You have the straps that then go on top of the top part of the shoe, so that's me'al de'me'al. If you use a sandal, so then all you have is these straps going around the top of the foot. If you use a shoe, so then you have the soft leather on the top of the foot, and then you have the straps around that, so that's me'al de'me'al. The Torah amir me'al, v'lay me'al de'me'al. And the Torah says that the yavam has to take off the shoe from on the foot of the yavam, not from on the foot. And if she has to take off the straps, that's already taking it off from something which is on top of the top of his foot. So that's me'al de'me'al. minal. So maybe that would be the problem of lechatchila, of not using a minal. Says the Gemara, if that's the issue, the reason why you can't use a minal lechatchila is because it's considered me'al de me'al. You're considering that me'al de me'al. Ihachi, if so, so then afilu di'aved namiloi. It would be possible even b'di'aved. And lema'isa, the shita who holds you can't use a lechatchila agrees that you can use a b'di'aved. That was the first in our Mishnah, that you could use a b'di'aved. It was just a shaila whether or not you could use it lechatchila. So it can't be that the pshat not to use it lechatchila is because it's considered me'al de me'al, because that would be something which would prevent it from being used even b'di'aved. So says the Gemara, rather, it must be we don't consider a minal to be me'al de me'al. So what's the problem with it? Why is there a shita that says not to use it lechatchila? It's a gzeira mishom minal merufut, inami mishom chatzi minal. It's a gzeira because sometimes you'll end up using a torn shoe or a half a shoe that only covers half his foot. By a sandal, if it would be torn or only half, it would never stay on his foot. He would never use such a thing. By a minal, by a shoe, even if it's torn or even if it only covers half the foot, lemaisa, you could get it to stay on your foot. And therefore, there's a tzad that the person might end up using it. Now, really, you're not allowed to, because the yevama has to take off the shoe. And if it's torn, if it's in half, so then it's already like hanging off. It's already not considered that the yevama is taking it off. So that's what the Meiri explains. So therefore, it has to be a full shoe. By a minal, there's a chashash that a person might end up using a torn shoe, and that's something that doesn't exist by a sandal. That would be the pshat in the man d'amar who says lechatchila not to use a minal. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav said over that ilav dechamse lechabibi. If not for the fact that I saw my uncle, Rav's uncle was Rav Chia. If not for the fact that I saw my uncle Rav Chia dechalatz besandal deisla shnatzin, that he was using a sandal that has straps on it. So ana loy have chalitzna. I would never have used such a shoe for chalitza. A shoe with straps. It's very loose, lemaisa. However, ela besandal detaya. I would have used an Arab sandal. The mehadik tfei. Those Arab sandals are. They make a meisim tight. That's what I would have used, because then the yavama is mamish taking it off of the yavam's foot. If it's loose, so then there's less of the yavama is taking it off. So it's a chiddush by me that I saw lemaisa, my uncle Reb Chia, he used the sandal with straps. And so if not for the fact that he did that, I would have said, but that's not something you should do. You should use a tighter sandal, like a sandal of the taya of the merchants. But lemaisa, I saw Reb Chia that he uses a sandal with straps. Now says the Gemara of Haidi Dung, the shoe that we use for chalitza, afal gav de isbe chumar. Even though it has these loops that they loop into each other in order to make the shoe stay on the foot, lemaisa katrina be misna. Besides the loops which keep the leather shoe on top of the person's foot, we also use straps. We also use straps in addition to the loops, which is also the way chalitza shoes look nowadays. Besides these loops that go around the top of the foot, there's also straps that are going around the shoe. And kihechi detehavi chalitza sama. And we do that so that the shoe should be mamish tight, so that it should be a really good chalitza, that the yavam is really taking the shoe off. So we do that as a hider. Besides having the loops, we also have straps.